Oh boy, Laura. What do you do in this situation? She needs some strong feedback and advice from you guys, so let her know your thoughts. Laura, tell everybody what happened. What's going on?
Oh my gosh, I am right in the middle of the most awkward thing ever.
Oh, I love awkward things. Tell us all about it.
My boyfriend said something he doesn't remember when he was really, really drunk.
Oh, was it, I love you, babe?
Yeah, so much.
No. So this is what happened. We were at a party Friday night when my boyfriend decided to get smashed.
It's always sexy.
Well, you know, he's been under a lot of stress right now, and I was just trying to be understanding. You know, his brother is getting a divorce. He's having changes at work. His dog has been sick.
Aww.
So, you know, of course, he handles it by getting drunk. Fine, you know, whatever. But we started talking about Valentine's Day. And then he just suddenly remembers that he's been meaning to break up with me.
He just all of a sudden says, oh, and that reminds me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he flat out told me that he thinks it's best if we go our separate ways. He doesn't feel like the relationship's going anywhere.
Oh, no. Has he given any indication prior to this that that's how he feels?
No, not at all. I mean, really, like the last 6 months, I would totally say everything's awesome. I just don't understand, but what, you know, whatever. It was just such a shock. So he dumps me at the house party, mind you.
Uh-huh.
So I end up going home. I spend the night crying myself to sleep and everything. I wake up in the morning thinking, okay, I'm single now. And then he shows up at my house.
Why?
Maybe to get stuff, or what was he there for?
He shows up, lets himself in, asks if I'm ready to go. And I'm like, ready to go for what? And I guess I didn't think he would be interested in going to my friend's housewarming party on Saturday, but obviously I was wrong.
That's weird.
Yeah. So I say to him, well, after what happened last night, I didn't think he'd want to go. He starts to apologize over and over, just, I'm sorry I was drinking so much, you know, and he would never miss their party, all this stuff. And I was totally confused. So I said something like, I don't know, I thought you were moving on with your life. Well, he was completely perplexed. He had zero memory of breaking up with me.
Oh!
Oh my gosh.
He blacked out on breaking up with you. Did you remind him that he broke up with you?
I didn't know what to say, so I just didn't say anything.
So you just went to the house party like nothing had happened?
Yeah, I mean, I got ready and we went to the party. He was acting all lovey-dovey, kissing me like normal. He even spent the night.
And this just happened over the weekend, this Saturday night.
So I started to ask him, you know, did he have any doubt in our relationship or something? And he's like, no, why? He thinks everything's great. I'm like, what the hell? Is this a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde situation? I mean, I don't know what to do. Do I pretend like nothing happened and move forward?
You are so right. This is one of the more awkward things I have ever heard.
Yeah, because you have to wonder, did the truth serum allow him to speak his mind?
That's what they say.
Or was he just thinking about, what did you say, his brother just recently got a divorce?
Yeah.
Or is going through a divorce or whatever.
Oh.
Maybe that's on the brain and he confused you. I mean, what the heck?
Oh, but that just has to hurt your heart so much.
I don't know what to do. If I should say something to him, or I mean, I don't know if I could live with knowing that.
Well, yeah. I mean, that and you're with someone who drinks so much that they don't remember breaking up with you. That's a red flag for me.
Well, yeah. And what if he drinks heavy another night down the road and says the same thing? Yeah. We're done.
I didn't even think of that one.
You got to think forward if you get married and have kids and all that stuff. Oh, my gosh.
I guess just maybe don't hang out with him when he drinks.
He doesn't drink all the time, but it's just he's been so stressed, and that's why he let loose and got drunk.
I don't know what I would do in this situation. Would you stay with a guy and love him and just say nothing, or do you list all of this and be like, okay, your true colors just showed me what you really believe and think on Friday night, and I'm going to trust you on that.
Yeah, well, it's the saying, a drunk man's words are a sober man's thoughts.
Yeah, you're right. Know? Well said.
Thank you.
Boy.
Got it.
That has never happened before.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
For once, you actually had something that actually made sense.
I'm going to shut up.
Wow. Here's some of the texts. Love, we've all said and done things we regret while under the influence, much less the stress she describes. He doesn't remember, so bringing this up is just excess drama. Drunks and kids are the most honest. I would say list him. What if it's that he has another girlfriend on the side and wanted to get rid of her, and that's who he was trying to break up with? Oh, okay. Well, yeah, there we go. Let's throw that in there.
Whoa.
Man, she needs to find out the truth. Don't stay if that's how he really feels, which it probably is. I would list him. Okay, we got to get some calls on this. Let's start with Alicia. You're in Shoreview. This happened to you?
Twice with the same guy. Twice.
No way. What did he say?
He got blackout drunk and he broke up with me. And then the next morning, he had no idea what happened. I was heartbroken. And he was like, I didn't mean to hurt you. I would never do that. Blah, blah, blah. Whole song and dance. So I let it go. I just figured he was kind of in a bad spot or whatever. He did the same thing two nights later.
What?
Yes. So I would say list, just from personal experience, it's how he feels. It's truly how he feels.
Yeah.
I take it you're not with this guy anymore.
No, my God, no. No, we've been broken up for years.
Okay, good.
The second time he did it, I was like, yeah, you obviously don't want to be with me, but you don't have the guts to say it when you're sober.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, Alicia, and real quick, just doing a side poll. Who should take a pie to the face, Dez, Crisco, or both?
Who should take a pie in the face?
Yeah, Dez, Crisco, or both of them?
Crisco.
Thank you.
Got it.
Thank you very much, Alicia.
I knew I liked you, Alicia. Have a great day.
Okay. I knew I still liked you anyway.
Sue is in Rogers. This happened a lot to you? Really? Drunk guys confessing they don't like you anymore?
Yes.
What?
Once they're drunk and they said it once, that's their true feelings. So I say list them. That's happened multiple times to me, too. And they always come out and they say it more and more, and then they are blacked out. They don't remember it. And it just continues. So I say list.
But Sue, I mean, maybe he confused things. His brother's going through a divorce. He's under a lot of stress. Yeah. And then wouldn't you think he'd be a little bit, you know, different the next day? He was kissing on her, holding her tight, wanting to go to someone's house party. I mean, wouldn't that thought of, oh, I want to break up with you, still be in there?
Their true feelings come out when they're drunk. So whatever they're saying when they're drunk is really what they mean, because they hide behind it and they can't be truthful when they're sober. So they say it when they're drunk because they have that mask and can say it to you, and they're too chicken to say it to your face.
All right. Fair enough. Who takes a pie to the face, Dez, Crisco, or both?
I say Crisco.
Oh, okay. Crisco.
What? Not your favorite person. Who you want to get hit with a pie?
She definitely didn't say her favorite person.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate the call. To Apple Valley, it's Katie. You would love this guy because you've done something like this before.
I have, and I think we've all been guilty of drinking a little too heavily some nights and saying really dumb stuff that is not real.
Right.
I was told by friends that got drunk on my birthday that I wanted to marry Harry Potter, and I was convinced I was going to marry Harry Potter.
Oh, Harry
Obviously,
Potter.
That's not possible, and I'm already married.
You have a crush on the Mr. Potter.
You know, but honestly, I think everything else she's saying about their relationship seems really positive. And, you know, give the guy a chance. Everybody deserves a chance at redemption.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, I like that. And Dez, Crisco are both.
Can I take a third option
and
say Ryan?
Yes. That's really not an option. But I'll put you down anyway. How's that?
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling,
thanks, Katie.
Okay, so Nicole, you're in Wayzata. You had a guy like this, huh?
Yep, it happened numerous times. And I learned from this relationship not to give people too much of the benefit of the doubt, because I confronted him and said, look, I'm not here to tell you how to drink, what to drink, but this is what happens, and you don't remember things in the morning. And so we need to have some sort of agreement. And so we made an agreement that he wouldn't do shots. That didn't last. And so we were out of town in California. And he told me, you know, we're done. Take your own plane ride home. I don't ever want to see you again. We're not driving home from the airport. So I didn't talk to him. We get on the plane and I go to take my own ride home. And he's like, what? What are you talking about? And he had no clue. So I just, you can talk to him, give him a chance. And then give him one chance, but not enough, not over and over and over again.
Okay. I think that's fair advice.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I wonder if she'll continue like this. I think it's going to eat her alive.
I do too.
She's going to have to say,
You said you wanted to break up with me when you were drunk?
Ah! Yeah.
There's no way.
She's going to get that feeling in her stomach with him around.
Yeah. Nicole, who should take the pie to the face, Dez, Crisco, or both?
Sorry, Crisco.
Yeah.
Do you agree with Dez? She should go down?
Man, I am just hoping the rest of the Twin Cities is on the same page as all these amazing people calling in this morning.
We're gonna release the text results here in a moment. Who takes the pie?
Yeah, let's just keep delaying it.
Let's go to Danny in Prior Lake. You'd list him because you're in a relationship that went way too long. Did they have a drunken confession too?
They did. I kind of played it off the first time, and then it kept repeatedly happening when he got drunk. And the next morning, he would be, I don't know why I said that, all lovey-dovey. And it took about half a year for me to realize that this is just who he was. It was just too much drawn on.
Yeah.
And I left him, and I found someone else that just loves me so much more.
Well, Danny, you deserve that because you're a fantastic human being.
Oh, okay. He's sucking up to you, yeah. Danny.
No, Danny. Yeah. I've always said women from Prior Lake are the smartest I know.
Hmm. Well, let's just get your answer, Danny. Who's getting pie to the face, Dez, Crisco, or both?
I say Crisco. Sorry.
Danny. Yeah. Wow. Did you not just hear that? Well, you've heard what they said about women from Prior Lake. Just kidding.
Thanks, Danny. You know, it's funny how everyone has a different reaction after they drink. Vaughn gets super lovey-dovey and, have I told you? Aww. How much I love you.
It's so cute.
And then I'll usually go, okay, you've had enough to drink. He's like, no, I would say this when I was sober. I love you.
I love you.
You're the one for me. And I'm like, oh, it's so sweet that you're saying it. It's nice to hear that, but you want them to say it when they're not buzzed. But totally. Thank God it doesn't go the other way. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. Nobody does well when the person gets to be a jerk or they start saying mean things or anything like that. Fun, bubbly person with alcohol in them.
Yeah.
That's the only kind of person you want to hang out with.
And that's usually Vaughn's side of the family. We'll go up to Canada and visit them. And that's when, you know, his mom and dad get really like emotional and sensitive. And then we'll have a great night where they'll say all these amazing things. And then the next morning you wake up and they're like, morning. Oh, what happened last night? We were loving each other. Everything was great. Oh my God, you said all these things. Oh, you're so loud. Just bring it down 10 decibels. Okay.
Alrighty.
What happened here?
Hey, it's better than the crying drunks, though.
That's true.
That's
There's just a level I think anybody goes too far drinking, and it's a mess.
Someone does want to point out, if they say they love you while drunk, does that not count either? Good point.
It's true.
Doesn't that count?
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I just have never had to deal with this, so this is a toughie.
My friend dated a guy who used to get so hammered, he would be so embarrassing, that every single weekend, one of us friends would get a call from him apologizing for what he did. Mm-hmm. And I thought, if you're somebody who has to call and apologize for what you did every single weekend, maybe there's a problem.
Yeah.
That's not normal.
Maybe we're focused on the wrong problem. Maybe it's the amount of alcohol he consumes where he can have secret confessions and not remember them because he's blackout drunk. Maybe that's the issue.
She did say that wasn't normal for him, though. Okay. But she said he just was drinking because he couldn't handle all these things. Well, I don't know.
Okay, well, here's an awkward point.
Oh.
What if all these women that called in this morning all dated the same guy?
Oh, the guy who doesn't have the to break up when he's not drunk?
Wouldn't that be something?
That would be a guy who has to see somebody very fast.
Wow. Okay. Well, what do we say on this? I mean, based on all the calls and the text, it feels like it's more of a list than a love. I mean, there's so many list texts. So many.
I mean, you at least can't keep it to yourself. You have to bring it up to him or else it will eat you alive. There's no way. It's eating me alive thinking about it.
Yeah.
Thinking somebody maybe doesn't love you that you think that you're in a great relationship with.
All right, have that honest conversation and we'll go from there.